Subsidized housing is often referred to by the term Section 8. That refers to an amendment to the Housing Act of 1937 that authorizes housing assistance to low-income households. Those awarded housing choice vouchers pay 30% of their gross income towards housing costs, and the voucher covers the rest.
For many low-wage workers, their wages are just too low to afford the rental housing that's in the market without some type of assistance.
That's Andrew Arand, Vice President of Research at the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. His group estimates the housing wage required to pay rent and utilities in Indiana is $15.17 per hour, working 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. That's based on the average fair market rent for a two-bedroom apartment, $789. The minimum wage in Indiana, less than half that figure, $7.25 an hour. Housing vouchers can be used at any property a landlord agrees may participate in the program. Housing authorities ultimately assess a household's specific voucher needs based on household size and income. They can also apply what's called a preference, a way to filter and assess the waitlist in a more targeted way based on the area in which the housing authority is stationed. There are preferences for veterans, for those with disabilities, and for victims of domestic abuse. All groups whose earning options can be more limited. Greater Lafayette YWCA Domestic Violence Program Director Becky Wellner says the people with whom she works often lack the safety net of friends and family other households might have.
So many of our clients have not just one child, but lots of kiddos. And if they're not in school, then you're not only working a minimum wage job that is never going to be enough for you to pay your rent on your own, but then you also have to pay for childcare.
A 2016 study by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found that 8% of Hoosiers utilizing vouchers were elderly, 22% had disabilities, and 3/4 were families with children. While some voucher households might be experiencing a moment of crisis that throws off their financial equilibrium and eventually subsides, like a divorce or a death in the family, some live in a chronic state of poverty that doesn't allow them to save money or make a plan. The National Low-Income Housing Coalition's Andrew Arand says even a small change can upset a delicate financial balance.
And so what happens, of course, you know, is they're spending more than half of their income on rent. And then if there's an unexpected emergency, like say, you know, they need to get a car repair, or they have an unexpected medical bill, it's very easy to fall behind on rent.
The Lafayette Housing Authority specifies income limits for applicants who fall into two categories: very low income and extremely low income. A one-person household in Tippecanoe County earning $13,150 annually is considered extremely low income. But according to data from the Lafayette Housing Authority, the average gross income of a household on the housing voucher waitlist is just $6,600.
Some of the public perception that people kind of engineer their lives so that they can qualify for rent assistance is incredibly uninformed.
Adam Murphy is the homeless outreach coordinator for the city of Lafayette.
If you were to organize your life so that you could receive rent assistance, you're saying no to so many good things on purpose, and that just doesn't add up.
Murphy manages housing assistance for people who are chronically homeless in conjunction with a mental health or substance abuse issue, or HIV and AIDS. On the spectrum of people battling housing insecurity, Murphy works with those whose barriers to stability mean they require help through every step of the housing process. But getting a voucher is also dependent on the system and can take time, in some cases, a long time. First, a city has to keep its waitlist open. Gary and Indianapolis have closed theirs due to high demand. Lafayette's is open, but families wait, on average, almost a year to receive their voucher. And that doesn't take into account the time spent waiting to apply for the voucher. The Lafayette Housing Authority accepts applications for just 2 hours per month, on the first Wednesday of every month, between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And getting on the list also requires bringing in documents, like Social Security cards and birth certificates, for every household member before the application is processed. The LHA's waitlist is currently 777 households long.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Seiberg.